Giraffes and elephants are both creatures that roam the savannas of Africa. Elephants also live in other parts of Asia, too. Although they are both primarily herbivorous, they do have to fend off attacks by predators. As a result, they know how to defend themselves. What would happen if these two tall creatures got into a fight over water or territory? Who would win a giraffe versus elephant bout? Learn the differences between these creatures and how they measure up in a battle. Comparing a giraffe and an elephant. The key factors in a fight between a giraffe and an elephant. Every fight boils down to a handful of significant factors, and the giraffe versus elephant battle is no exception. We have established a few physical differences that impact a potential battle between these two creatures. Also, we have examined the combat skills of each herbivore. Between the key factors of physical features and combat skills, we'll determine the winner of a potential fight. Physical features of a giraffe and an elephant. The size and body of each creature and how they use it against others will help determine whether the giraffe or the elephant walks away from this fight. Consider five elements of physicality possessed by each and see which animal has the edge in this fight. Giraffe versus elephant, size. Elephants are larger than giraffes, weighing up to 12,000 pounds next to the giraffe that only weighs a little over 4,000 pounds. They are both very large creatures, but the elephant is simply much larger. In fact, the largest elephant ever weighed 24,000 pounds, making it the largest modern animal to live on land. The elephant gets the advantage in terms of size. Giraffe versus elephant, speed and movement. Although elephants are much larger than giraffes, they can reach a relatively high speed of 25 miles per hour when charging. Giraffes are a fair amount faster than them, reaching speeds of 30 miles per hour. The giraffe could turn tail and run from this fight if it wanted, but an initial clash might not leave them in the shape to do so. Giraffes have the advantage in terms of speed. Giraffe versus elephant, tusks and horns. Both the elephant and the giraffe use bony growths to defend against enemies. In this case, elephants use their massive tusks that can reach 6 feet in length and weigh up to 50 pounds to impale and flip enemies over. Giraffes use their long necks to build up speed and smash into their enemies with their ossicones, 7-inch horns that can do severe damage to another creature. Elephants have the tusk advantage. Giraffe versus elephant, senses. The giraffe and elephant both rely on their senses to keep them safe. Elephants are known for their great sense of smell, but they also have good hearing. Giraffes have amazing hearing and sight, but we don't know about their sense of smell. Giraffes have a slight advantage in terms of senses. Giraffe versus elephant, physical defenses. Elephants are tall and large, standing 12 feet tall at the shoulder and weighing 12,000 pounds. Their primary defense is their vast size and height, but speed can play a difference. The same goes for giraffes. They'll be too tall for some creatures to attack vital areas when they're fully grown. Moreover, they are big and swift animals. Elephants are very large and surprisingly quick, so they get the advantage for physical defenses. Combat skills of a giraffe and an elephant. Giraffes are prepared to fight with powerful kicks and a swinging neck blow. Elephants will stomp and gore their enemies. Although giraffes are powerful, their main attack can imperil them by bringing their neck closer to the ground. Elephants are deadlier foes and get the advantage in terms of combat abilities. What are the key differences between a giraffe and an elephant? Elephants are heavier than giraffes, but giraffes are taller than elephants. Giraffes are faster than elephants, capable of reaching top speeds of 30 miles per hour. Also, giraffes have a better sense of vision than elephants, but elephants are better at smelling food and predators. Elephants tend to have gray skin while giraffes are known for a variety of distinct fur patterns that include sandy colors, orange, and black. Giraffes and elephants are both herbivorous creatures that live in the same parts of Africa. Although both creatures are herbivorous and relatively peaceful, they're both well equipped to ward off threats from predators. They both use bony outgrowths to harm other animals, but it's clear that elephants are much more effective at killing enemies. Who would win in a fight between a giraffe and an elephant? An elephant would win a fight against a giraffe. Although the giraffe versus elephant battle would pit two of the tallest land creatures against each other, the elephant is simply too deadly for a giraffe to ward off. The most likely outcome would see the giraffe and elephant clashing after a deadly charge. Although the giraffe could kick and whip its horns at the elephant, an elephant has two countermeasures, goring with its tusks or simply pushing the giraffe over and stomping on it. Giraffes are tall, but once they lose their balance, they are helpless. Either a severe goring into vital organs or a horrible trampling awaits a giraffe that fights against an elephant. Other animals that could take down an elephant. The African elephant is the largest land mammal. With an average height of 10.5 feet and an average weight of 6.6 tons, there aren't many animals that would risk clashing with this behemoth. With their massive tusks and powerful trunk, they are a formidable opponent. Yet, there are two animals in the world that could take down this pachyderm. The lion and humans. The lion is the only predator with enough power to take down an elephant. While both males and females could take on this task, it generally takes 7 females compared to 2 males. Lions are known to hunt elephants, although they usually target the females and younger herd members, and always attack from behind, as to avoid the elephant's tusks and trunk. Humans are the single biggest threat to the elephant. The two largest factors that threaten the species are habitat loss and illegal hunting. By 2013, their population had dropped by 65% due to these circumstances.